it over.
Yeah, you're making it just fine.
Okay, this 2400 is next to the deck for a duplex. You're on the input deck. Is that me?
8ZN.
Talented, is he?
Yeah, it's the only... Oh, well.
No wonder.
ABC6HB.
73s. Well, anyway, Mike, did you check into the net today?
Yeah, we took, of course.
CarsNet. Well, listen, Larry, not kidding this time.
Ouch, you've been bugging the West CarsNet. We're on to you, buddy boy.
Oh.
It's been confirmed. It's coming from the tin house.
Well, Larry, did you hear what somebody did at my house last night?
Yeah, is that for real?
Yes, in black letters, spray painted on the front of my house, is K6OPG.
Good grief.
Oh, geez, take a picture of it and then get some sandpaper on it. I mean, steel wool.
Oh, Jim, I confess, I can't help myself. Does he live there with you, IG?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he stores his motorcycle downstairs. Well, it doesn't matter. I just take some silver paint and spray over it. You know, a tin house, after all, it has its advantages.
Would you spray over it? I wonder, we won't mention any names, Jim. I wonder who could have done it.
He's got a big day and night TV.
Go sports.
That's right. It was probably the same guy that threw all the eggs at, you know.
Well, you should have put K6VT over it.
No, I put N6CGU over it. That was real dirty stuff.
That's silver paint, huh?
Mobile.
Stupid ass you are, Hank. Stupid, stupid.
Listen.
Mobile.
Hey.
What do you mean?
There's some old drunken bum walking down the street. Must be Uncle Bill.
I'm just spelling, man.
Al.
Is that Al examining me?
Is that Al, Mike?
I think so.
No. Let me throw the big switch here. Hang on.
Unflick the big one, man. Me.
Well, Hank, do you know if Al got his beam up yet?
Me. Well, I offered to put it up for him, but he's gonna wait for his beam.
Me. Okay, very fine.
Me. There he is now.
Hello, Al.
Good evening, Al.
Hi, Al. Oh, I'm desensing my scanner every once in a while. This is terrible. Hasn't done that for a long time. Stop that.
What's that funny noise on your signal?
The...
It sounds like a fan.
I don't know. There goes my... Oh, there it is. I don't know. I think it's a synthesizer in the radio.
It's going... It's a high frequency, though.
I know. I can hear it.
No wonder.
Oh, look at that. Do something. The scanner's getting desensed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good pot, man.
1-2. Oh, there.
1-2, 1-2.
It's working now.
Totally.
Sounded kind of harsh to me.
Now, wonder. Well, John, how's the signal input now? Al.
Touch meter as it hits the top end.
Okay.
I thought Al sold his touchdown pad.
Oh, he did. He did. What's wrong with the scanner tonight?
I guess he got a new one or something. Did you hear him last night playing back AC Transit?
Roger. Yeah. Sometimes it desenses it and sometimes it doesn't. Strange. My goodness.
Hey. A lot of noise on the repeater tonight.
Yeah.
Hey. Go ahead.
Stop that tone there.
What tone? Guy with the S8. S8?
Away goes Clarence down the drain.
Me. Oh. I don't know why I'm desensing my scanner. Don't normally do that.
Well, maybe one of the transistors in your amplifier burned up and you're putting out spurs everywhere.
Oh. That's just something going on this evening.
I got plenty of blank.
No, I didn't say that.
I'll just take it off this antenna and put on another one. I'll fix it.
Sporadic-y, Mike. That's
plenty of what?
Sporadic-y. Oh.
Sporadic. Very sporadic.
EWB6QVQ. Go ahead, Roy.
Step.
God, it's 20 over on the input over here. It's over in San Francisco. Quiet, didn't
you? Oh, did you put it on your isopole?
No, I stuck it on that piece of junk. antenna. I had it on the 450 antenna.
Oh, your scanner antenna?
Roger.
Ooh, one, you're loud.
Who?
You.
How can I be loud? Yeah,
but I'm running me big upright.
Oh.
Known for dirty tricks like that. He certainly is. He's probably the one that broke your window.
Oh, well, he probably cut my tires, too.
That, too, and, you know, clogged up your pipes.
Oh, no. I wanted to see if I could hear Hank talk to me. Talk to me, Hank. Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, well.
Well, I only got 10 watts.
What do you want for nothing?
Get my money back.
Got holes. Got to see the slashes in my tires out there.
The Al are wheeled up in his wheelchair and blew holes in them.
No.
They say somebody slashed his tires.
No.
I got 3 slashes
in Al's tires
out there.
Oh, that's real nice of him.
Yeah, real nice guy.
No.
I'd like to catch somebody doing something like that.
No.
Well, Hank, who do you think would do it?
No.
DIY.
No.
Well, other than him.
Well, that was before he was an invalid.
Oh, I thought this was just recently.
No,
it's been about 2 months, 3 months.
Oh, it was one of his last acts before he broke his leg, huh?
Oh. Well, Hank, that's a make a whole bunch of accusations.
I think it was a ZGC. He told me about it.
ZGC? Brother.
So sorry for you, but since you've turned into a prick recently, I'm glad somebody slashed your tire.
Hi, Gary.
Well, you have to go out and check your
Gary
every 15 minutes, don't you?
Well, Gary, tell me, how many batteries a day do you go through playing back KGO?
Do you still have to check yours every 15 minutes, sir, Gary?
How are they supposed to answer you when you don't let up on the mic, Hank?
I'll take my answer over 450.
Stupid CGO.
He'll take his answer in the blank.
Oh, by the way, Ducky,
well,
we had somebody check you out down there tonight, and,
oh, check him out.
Yeah, we found
and confirmed.
Brilliant. Where that stuff's coming from there, Duck?
Hank?
Within a block of your house there tonight.
It's probably Dwight Rexworthy again. He was too, didn't have enough guts. He wasn't gutsy enough to go up and knock on the door, though.
Well, I'm not going to say who it was, but...
Dwight Rexworthy.
You were playing the open your mouth tonight, so you got caught.
Tell him off, Duck. I guess we know.
It was Dwight Rexworthy.
Dwight Rexworthy.
So what? Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit, Hank?
Hank?
Hank, you're taking up too much repeater time.
That's right. Your time is up. Release the frequency for the next person.
Okay. And 6 CGU clear.
Well, Doc, it's time we destroyed the rest of your life.
Oh, but we really like you, Hank.
Rudder sewer, Hanky. Rudder sewer.
Away goes Clarence.
Roto sewer.
I like that. Away goes Clarence down the drain. That's a real high.
That's 6 CGY.
They aren't. You can stay on this frequency.
Oh, you wouldn't know, J.I.Y.
Hose water that builds up in your house, do you save it and put it over your spaghetti, or what do you do with that stuff?
He makes soup out of it.
Tell us all about it, Gary. Fill us in completely.
He takes all the sediment that comes out of the pipe and uses instant coffee.
Yeah, right. Go ahead. W6JY N6CGU, go ahead.
Who?
You.
Nothing.
Yeah, I got some real nasty stuff.
Okay.
Hank, what's your problem anyway?
Hank, I guess I'm gonna have to start jamming mobile. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Do you think I should start jamming you guys mobile?
Can you do it?
Good. WV6GWQ.
You go ahead, Roy.
Well, Ducky, if... Well, since you caught me now, this location is no longer...
WB6GWQ N6CGU.
Mobile, Roy.
Okay, just remember, you're a member of this club. You have every right to use
the frequency as long as you want, so don't let them run you off.
That's right.
No, there's no way they're gonna make me give it for you.
I'll be old and gray before I leave this frequency. And, what it gets when this channel gets to the point where a man and his family can go for a ride and turn to 2282?
Then Hank will QSY because he doesn't belong here.
With the nasty language? Why, then I'm on a QSY. But otherwise, fellas, I'm going to be around for a long, long time.
Boy, that's gutsy stuff on the horn.
Well, Hank, I don't want you to leave. I'd miss you. I wouldn't know how to act without you being here. I enjoy your comments. And 6EZY.
That's true, Hank. Even though you may be a blanker sometimes, I don't know what we'd do without you.
Yeah, Hank, you're a real doll. 100% doll.
There will be a big hole where you...
As long as you don't stick up for TXP.
Ducky, you are caught flat-footed tonight, so don't be so honky. Well, I guess I'm going to start jamming your mobile now. You know, it's just a simple operation to put this thing in the car, so, well, for next to that time, I'll be mobile. How's that for you?
Ducky does not have flat feet. He's got round heels.
Oh. Manager said that.
That makes sense.
Stop doubling, Hank.
$50 or $50 or... Who's jamming $450?
Oh, shut up.
What are you gonna do, Hank? Just sit up there in your car and jack off?
You got a dirty mouth, you know it?
Where in Fort Kent, Gary? Go rinse your mouth out with Drano or something. That's filthy.
You goddamn.
And away goes Clarence.
Hello, Phil. K6HSV and 6EZY.
You and your V.
I heard you say hello on 450 up there, so hello.
Hello.
We're in 450. Hey, it
is.
It's up there, you know.
Mobile.
Oh, are you at home, Marty?
Yeah, Santa Clara.
Thanks.
Oh, good deal.
Gary, man of experience.
It's all real gutsy.
The thing about driving up and catching him is because it doesn't really mean a whole lot because you're not the FCC. I don't see what that proves.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it other than something illegal? That's what I wonder.
Hey, yeah, the guy could pull out a 357 Magnum and blow your balls off.
I don't think I'd like that.
Balls?
I don't want any of that.
Yeah, right.
Who's right?
Thank you.
It's very dangerous business, you know.
They don't have any balls.
Oh, Hank, since you're putting your nose up my butt, I'll tell you what, I'll send you a roll of Sherman and, have it beforehand. How's
that? That blows it away.
Oh, very good. Sense of humor. But no, really, you know, you seem to have a liking to me, so I can go down and buy some Sherman, or better yet, Lady Scott. Now, which one do you prefer? Now, one is 2-ply and the other one is 4-ply.
This repeater can turn anybody into a jammer.
Now, yeah, 2-ply or 4-ply, which one do you prefer?
3-ply.
4, you know, to sop up all the crap.
You like the radio?
I masturbate into a 2-ply, I'm cheap.
Goes right through it.
But you're a ham, Gary.
That's right, hams are cheap.
Squeak, squeak.
John, you shouldn't even be in here.
That's right, John, your bedtime was hours ago.
Roy, you're totally wrong.
Is there any sperm in yours, Gary?
John? Well, this conversation is definitely getting too racy for me. I'm going to clear out of here. N6CGU, Mobile, N6IG, listening clear.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, don't go away. You're the spice of the party.
Joe, I go through a roll of toilet paper a week.
Well, wipe the ceiling off. Yeah, okay, Hank, but, you know, I've been having papers, you know, backing up in the clean-out. Now, is there a method to extract that so, you know, if you want to put mile behind you, Ken.
Well, I only use biodegradable ones for my septic tank.
But dip your tongue in it.
Why you been throwing those things that you shouldn't, those Kotex down there?
Or what?
Because you don't throw the Kotex down there.
Well, he at least he doesn't smoke them like you.
Yeah, throw them down Roy's mouth.
Use them as butt plugs.
Roy is a very nice person, Gary.
Don't forget to step on Roy's toes so his mouth will open up so you can throw him in.
He's playing with his angle dangle.
That was uncalled for, Gary.
That's right. I need to spell it.
Let's change the subject.
Bye.
And some filth that you can't imagine.
And that too.
What shall we talk about that is more interesting than the present conversation?
He needs a brainwash. M6CGU.
You're not careful, Roy. I'll blow your ovaries out, too.
Oh, Gary, you haven't got the guts.
The manager said that.
Oh, well, the manager heard that.
Please, you know, at your age, good God, you think you'd have him tied by now.
What is that?
The manager.
Hello, manager.
Doesn't know anything else better.
Mr. Manager, how you doing?
What is that?
The manager has a big project coming up and needs some help. Volunteers are gratefully accepted.
We'll help you, manager. We'll help you.
You just manage it.
Bigger than 6 inches.
You're going to install visual effects in all of the rooms?
I'm glad to help the net manager.
Well, I want mirrors on the ceiling. Can you accommodate that?
24-hour filthy material.
Mirrors with windshield wipers.
To get all the steam off.
Well, Hank, when they, you know, instituted liquid
IG, be very careful.
Your bank account became less and less.
Everybody that helps the manager with this big project will get 100 QSL cards free.
We'll do it, manager. We'll do it. We'll help you.
What's the project?
Well, Hank, what am I supposed to be careful of if I miss that?
Gonna shoot.
You know what it's all about.
What's that?
Yeah. We're making threats now. Give us a little more threats and send one of your high-class boyfriends over.
Well, whatever you say, Hank. I was across the room, but I'll be very careful. N6IG.
Red F.
D6FGE for ID.
Hey, Schwartzy boy.
We'll check it out, Bob.
What kind of auditorium are you in, Marty?
What? Like Billy 6 EMR.
The manager is not pumping out any bullshit either.
Well, what's the project?
All right, pumping or stroking?
Usual. Well, what's Hank always threatening about?
Well, Joe,
it's that time of the month.
Single color or multicolor? No, I'm partial to single colored ones.
When I go full bore on this deal, there'll be three colors.
Well, Hank, what's the project?
Red, I mean, and red.
The project's still.
Well, yeah, well, that sounds good. Three colors. Now, can you print things on anything you want to print? Like, if I want a little slogan, is, you know, little sayings and witty ditties and this kind of thing, can those be printed on there?
Little KMS and things like that.
You'll all get a card very soon that will explain the project in one picture.
Hi, Mr. Heyman.
Well, is she bending over?
Yeah, but you're bald, Joe.
Oh, you're totally wrong. You're totally wrong.
Hi, Mr. Heyman.
Well, that's certainly a pleasant evening. Wah, wah, wah.
Jim, don't make jokes like that.
Yeah, they're totally wrong.
The manager wishes to thumb his nose at Roy.
Thumb it or blow it?
Story 6MG or the manager?
Well, Gary, do you have a mobile antenna I can use?
No, I've got to do it. I got to use mine to play KGO all day.
Well, I'm just going to have to break down and invest in one.
Well, tell you, is it true that Hank owns a elephant sperm bank?
Well, make sure you get a 5/8, Duck. You don't get those quarter waves.
In a line, so, but the magnetic... No, I said it was a ham test. Well, there is, so we just have to...
MGR's big project requires a mobile antenna, and you'll be in Sacramento at 6 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh. I think he got him. Well, anyway, Joe, I'll be looking forward to seeing that card there and reading all about it.
Once again, I repeat, this is no bullshit.
Smells like dog shit. Oh, smells like dog shit. Taste, what? Taste.
Pump with mine. Can you throw in the pump for extra, or is that for free?
In economical, 55-gallon drums of hot lube.
Semen pump?
It's nice if it's hot, you know, it has a little heating in it so you can shave with it in the morning.
Well, Gary, you have a real filthy mouth.
Well, good night, all. W86FGE will be cleared. W36AAE, repeat, I think.
Okay, bye, Marty. W86FGE and 6EZ1.
It amazed me I made it all the way through.
Well, Johnny, I'm only nice when I go to church on Sunday. During the week, I'm filthy.
Okay.
Jerry, you're totally wrong.
Thanks.
And Excelsis, Lou, and...
Da-da-da-da-dum.
Da-da-da-da-dum.
St. Louis, bless you, my son.
Official announcement. Gary Kerr is appointed the ringmaster for this big event. W6MGR, the manager, said that.
Bullshit.
Cracking the whip now.
It's gonna be, a convention, you know, a powwow type.
Honor events!
For 6MGR, the manager.
That's no bullshit.
Well, anyhow, Joe, we, you have to fill us in on all of this. We'll be expecting a card.
I may have to stick it on a sheet of paper. I don't think I can get it all on a card.
Okay, fine business.
Sheet of paper? I mean a sheet of paper?
The way you think, it probably solve a whole ream.
Well, you know how to get a hold of me, Joe.
By the ding dong.
The manager is quite certain he will be able to get a hold of all of you one way or another. 60 days from now is the light off.
Oh, fuck you, you son of a bitch. Oh, fuck you, too, you son of a bitch.
Shut up, NOL.
WD6EMR. I'm dying to figure it out, Joe, because,
K6 fucking asshole.
So this is July. Well, that will put it sometime in, September, won't it? So, wow.
Labor Day.
Possibly the weekend after Labor Day. It looks propitious.
We're all meeting up, Luann.
Worthwhile to say now?
Shut up, NOL.
You open your mouth and you got a big one.
We all have it at J.I.Y.'s. That's a good central location.
Let's all go to J.I.Y.'s.
Marina Street.
There's a party in J.I.Y.'s mouth. Everybody's coming.
Or going.
Gary's got his mouth open real wide.
You open your mouth and you got a big one.
And my foot's already in there, you know.
You're, what?
My foot.
Well, will you be out of your cast by the time the manager is going to have his big hoedown?
He's practicing on his toe.
The manager said that, Gary.
That's no bullshit.
I warned you about your buddy, J.I.Y., didn't I?
J.I.Y. had his foot in his mouth and his hearing, too.
3-8. Listen, APA, you just knocked that cramp off.
Yeah, we know it's you, Gary.
Go cut the brake line.
On his Greyhound bus. Interesting thing, someone just sent off firecrackers to the tune of MMZ out here.
Well, APA, why didn't you introduce yourself?
Oh, shut up, you filthy jabber.
Bang, 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 bang.
No.
Yeah, Leland, you're always sneaking around. Every time I've had a chance to meet you, you're always, you know.
Not Leland, APA, Chucky.
And all the time. Well, swing by.
KR6GN6CGU. Mobile.
KR6 Germany.
And friends.
KR6G and 6CGU.
What's the water, Alex?
No, Alex is a new.
KR6G and 6CGU.
Stop doubling, Hank.
There's a new kibbled kennel.
KR6G and 6CGU.
Okay, Hank. Fuck you.
Kibbled kennel ration. Be sure and tell him.
Eat shit, Hank.
WB6EMR. Well, is that the kind that makes its own?
KR6G and 6CGU.
Stop doubling, Hank.
Eat dry pussy juice, Hank.
There's a new kind of kennel ration. It's got
KR6G and 6CGU.
Drink my yellow toilet water, Hank.
Kibbled pieces and soft pieces that look like simulated ground beef.
Blake, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. K6KZI M6TOC.
Listen, Melissa, no, we know it's you.
Can you call KA6KZI?
K6KZI, what you want?
When there's a lady on frequency, why don't you animals just back off?
I'm drinking all crow right now, but you call me later.
Is it I, M6TOC, are you around?
Call me back later, have to get through the bottom of the bottle, okay? D-O!
Betty!
Well, that must be Christine.
Well, fuck you. Betty, you no good cunt. Fuck you. No good cunt.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Oh. Thank you. What is it there?
getting out of hand here. It's getting disgusting. Over. N681.
Hank, you're right. Well, I just heard somebody say Hank there. Maybe I should unkey. N6CGO, go ahead. Where we are at Hank.
Say to you, Hank. They love you.
Oh, you're a dead little pal.
Well, this is a trick that I've learned from you there the other night, Gary, when who's his face? EMR was going at it with TXP there. This is the old trick that you pulled there. Remember?
Fuck you, Hank, you cocksucker. Kiss me? Have you ever fixed FAH? Can you fix fucking asshole here? your hemorrhoids.
Where's Stucky?
Eat the shit out of my mother's cunt of a bitch.
I believe that one.
No, that shit's talking on the radio right now.
Unless you lived up.
Fuck the shit out of a giraffe.
I'm gonna drive in Los Gatos.
Fuck the shit out of my septic tank.
This is a job for the vigilantes, and the manager said that. W6MGR.
I have to dip into your mouth.
Oh, I know what the project is, dude.
Nah, you're wrong there, buddy. This project has nothing to do with what's going on right now.
It's a radio-controlled roto-rooter.
Well, John, when do you, find out?
Put the dipstick up Hank's asshole.
Everyone about it. You know, get on the phone, tell a friend.
Okay, well.
Well, I'd call you up, but you wouldn't give me your number, so.
Okay, fix that fucking asshole. Okay, fuck you. Thank you. Okay, well, fuck.
The manager's project is just the opposite of what's going on right now, in case anybody wants to know.
Are you just gonna start jamming from Sacramento and drive right to the Bay Area, huh?
He's gonna get everybody in one room and they're all gonna jack off. And they're gonna package it up and send it to CGU. Okay, well, fuck you. You little homo! Okay, well, fuck you. And they're gonna drown CGU and cum. Okay, well, fuck you.
Stop. Stop.
They're gonna drown...
Oh, this is terrible.
They're gonna drown CGU in a big, weird sperm bank.
It's Major Domo.
Okay, well, fuck
Can't somebody shut these Mickeys up?
Fuck you!
I hope so. I'm getting totally out of hand tonight. Got two or three of them carrying on. I think they might be sisters or something.
Well, Gary, did I tell you I heard an NNN0 FAH on the Army Mars repeater in Mount Vacuum?
Shut these Mickeys up.
Oh, fuck you, Gary, you pussy shit.
Sounds like Kurt.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, your mother.
Man, see, these are Kurt's phrases.
Okay, well, fuck your mother.
We know it's you.
Fuck your mother in the butt. Fuck your mother in the butt. Fuck her in the asshole. Fernwood tonight. Fuck you, Mickey. Alright, I'm bending over. I'm coming. He can't even hold it. You're not a man. You're a cunt.
You're a mental cripple.
Fuck you. WA6JLI, WA6NLO. Can you fix that fucking asshole? Fuck you, Mickey. Where's MGR, you no good cunt here? He's pulling pubes out of his mound. Leave the manager alone. Pulling pubes out of his teeth. The manager's a good guy. Because he's talking out of it. No, he's making them 5 times on the head. Any fool can use a gun. Go get him out. Any fool can use a gun. Except Mickey Mouse. Al's real serious when it comes to dealing with jamming.
Real sicko. What do you mean by that? Al's a real sicko, Bob.
But Mickey's full of shit. Can you explain that, Bill? Fuck it.
Take drugs in the evening. That's why he gets in those weird moods.
They suck. They suck. They twirl their titties. Breaks them up into little bitties.
Would you like to go for a little ride, Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey, go for a ride with MGR. It'll blow your brains lights out if you have any.
The last bullet's both.
Oh, your fucking head off. Both of them. Oh. See, you want to start a little arsenal there. Yeah, come on, Mickey. Go for a ride with MGR. Come on, MGR. I want to pop both your heads off. Or what's left of the one? Your ovary right out your asshole. Tell you what, I got a nice little 44 Magnum sitting right below me here. I shoved it up your ass, huh? What did you do, shove the barrel up your ass? No, I'll bore you a new asshole right between your eyes. Well, it won't be as one as big as your mouth. And you can get all the shit out of your head. Yeah, what about the shit in your head? Shithead! Fuck you! Blow it out your ass! Blow it out your ass sideways! You stupid bald-headed fart! You mutilated piece of shit! You motherfucking son of a sack of piece of shit! You motherfucking cocksucking son of a bitch! This is funny, I'm going to bed. You're gonna go give shit?
Stick around, you might miss something.
You'll suck on a bed knob. Okay, manager, well, you take care of this Mickey Mouse kid. Oh, you don't know shit, do you, you piece of shit? Oh, fuck you too, you son of a bitch. Mickey's off.